And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now, I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio with Piers Keegan. Good morning to you, Piers.
Good morning.
And you've been on with us a few times. Well, this is your second time. And we were talking a little bit about wellness coaching and what's going to be taking place in Parnell. So tell us where you are, what stage you're at now. Has the course begun?
Our course is starting next Tuesday, so we do have some spaces still available on the course, which is brilliant that people are showing an interest in their health and wellness in general. And we also do, obviously, private coaching or one-to-ones, where you can have a full wellness assessment. People come in and we will give you a rundown on pretty much what, you know, state your body's in on the inside. So we measure, as I was saying before, we measure various aspects of the body. So we can tell what your hydration levels are, which is very important. We can tell your body fat percentage, your muscle mass, visceral fat, which not many people really know about, but it's more your tummy fat. And that's so important to a very healthy lifestyle. It governs an awful lot of things in your body, including your metabolism. And then we can tell your metabolic age as well. So pretty much what way your body is aging versus your calendar age. So I've had some clients in who are quite young, early 20s, and they would have metabolic age in their late
30s. Why is that? Because they're unfit? Or?
Yeah, the body is unhealthy. So, you know, you can look at somebody, and we usually make a judgment within a couple of seconds on what we, you know, see the person. So if you were to ask yourself, does that person that you just seen look healthy or unhealthy? You'd say, oh, I think they look healthy. We're able to measure what's happening underneath. So with all of those, it's calculated and coupled together, and we get an overall reading. The beauty about metabolic age is it can be reversed. And it's reversed through good nutrition, a good plan, and a good coach that can help you along the way. And that's what we do.
Do you find that, Piers, in the younger people I know through my own sons and daughters, they're very conscious of their looks, and they're looking great. They're all going to gyms at the moment. They're looking after their body. Like a lot of young people out there, it's image kind of conscious, you know, that they want to look well. But on the inside, I think sometimes, I don't know, I feel they would drink a lot more than I drank. Like spirits, they kind of go on binges a lot more, and I think this is probably damaging their insides. May they look well on the outside, but on the inside, you know, I think they are abusing the body a little bit more than we did in our age. I mean, I think we drank a few beers and we did have probably a few spirits, but they kind of seem to go on binges. And is this bad? I'm sure it is bad for their bodies.
Well, I mean, alcohol in any form in excess is bad. And funny enough, it's also a macronutrient. So most people would know macronutrients as, you know, your carbohydrates, your proteins and your fats. Alcohol is also a macronutrient, but it's a false economy, so to speak. You don't get anything from it. There's no real nutritional value from it. So it can confuse the body in ways. When people are, you know, I mean, they drink spirits, it's calorie deficient. There's not as many calories in it as your pint of beer or your pint of cider. So there isn't as many calories in it. And I don't think that people are actually consciously going out aware of that.
Yeah.
Maybe some are. But there would be a more corrosive effect, I feel, on the body with a huge amount of, you know, neater alcohol mixed with your higher concentration of soda drinks. And that's usually your mixers, isn't it? So that can affect your visceral fat in a really, really not so positive way. It raises it. And when you look at visceral fat, you know, fat is good. So when it's good, it keeps the organs in the body quite compact together, actually look quite well. But as your visceral fat increases, it starts to separate them and move them apart. And it's almost like a toxic goop in the body. And it actually secretes chemicals that cause inflammation throughout the body. And if it feels that there's not enough, it secretes chemicals that actually create more visceral fat. And that's the tummy fat. There's so many things that it does, and it can really have a negative influence on your metabolic rate. And it's something that we really concentrate on with our clients if their visceral fat is high or if it's going in that direction. You really do have to get that under control.
Okay, so if someone's listening today that wants to get themselves fit, they listen to this, you speak in Pierce, the wellness coach, and they just want to know, like, what's the difference from going to yourself or a personal trainer You know, is there any difference? Are you both, or?
We do personal training where we are, but, you know, you can pay a huge amount in personal training, but as far as when you go there and feeling good on the day and getting somewhat results, if you don't, if it's not coupled with knowledge, if you're not being equipped with the tools to keep it going, every personal trainer, you know, and I know a lot of them have all the best intentions out there to get their clients into the best shape because they're an advertisement of their business. But I feel so many people come away not educated in what it is that they're doing. And I think I had said when we were on before, and I always say it, that if I was to say to you, can you cycle a bike? You'd say, well, of course I can. But if I'd say, can you break down in three steps how you cycle a bike? It can be quite difficult because there are things that we do take for granted as just the norm.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between what we do and what is actually happening out there. We start with the knowledge first. We equip you with what you need. So therefore, essentially, you're let go on your own. You know, you become self-sufficient. And that's why we have so many good results.
Okay, so I know this has started, and you're a wellness coach, and you know you get people on the right track, I presume.
Yeah.
So, how long really would a person stay with you for until they kind of can go off on their own? And
the longest I've had somebody stay was 15 weeks. That's the longest.
That's the longest.
That's the longest we've had somebody stay. And the only reason for that was is that sometimes people's learning is slightly different. So therefore, I have to adapt, or we have to adapt how we coach to how somebody receives and keeps the information, retains the information. Our course lasts 12 weeks. I mean, they say 28 days to break a habit, 90 days to embed a new one. So essentially running a course over a 12-week period through this type of coaching and training, people do start, penny starts to drop along the way. It's almost like Hansel and Gretel. You're just leading them, you know, on the path. And that's essentially what we're doing. You know, someone had said to me a while ago, well, how long will it take me to lose a stone in weight? And I said, well, how much effort are you going to put in? It's work.
Yeah.
It comes down to you.
And that's the thing sometimes, Piers, where people listen, oh, it's just too much like hard work and all this training. Is there a lot of training involved? Like, do you have to be super fit to
do
this?
No, absolutely not. It doesn't take much to get us into an unhealthy state. It takes a hell of a lot more to get healthy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take much to get into an unhealthy state. And if you are, again, if you're equipped with the knowledge and the know-how and the tools that we give you, you just have to do it yourself. But we teach you that. It is about just, you know, having trigger points and understanding that we all go through parts of the day where we don't feel as emotionally high to do all this activity or eat the right things. But it's being aware of where you're currently thinking. It's being aware of where your train of thought is. When you're aware of that and you create trigger points, you can actually flip that on its head straight away. And it's almost like remembering a time when, you know, you got your first job when you were younger and you were excited about your first paycheck. I'm using that as an analogy because everyone has experienced that.
Yeah.
And it's that feeling of, yes, that's all you're looking for, because that is one of the triggers just to get you moving. There isn't a huge amount of exercise involved. As I was saying before, we do work on a philosophy of, you know, 80% nutrition, 20% exercise, but 100% mindset. It is your perception and how you see yourself. And once you change that, everything becomes easy.
So how many is in a class? I know we've gone through this before.
Yeah. But
just to kind of give people an idea, if they're listening today and they're saying, okay, I'm going to do it. Just tell us a little bit what they're expecting in the first class. How many people are going to be there? Do they have to share their stories? You know, some people are very shy about talking, you know, and don't want to kind of share.
That's part of your mindset, is that, you know, we live within our own cocoons where we feel a certain way about how we look. We don't like the fact that people actually may look and judge us. And, you know, putting your story across can be a very hard thing. But what I say to people is that coming, whether it's a personal trainer, whether it's a gym, whether it's, you know, coming down to us at our clinic, that is such a brave thing to do. That is the first step.
Yeah.
Everything after that is just baby steps. There is no, you know, sink or swim. It is just baby steps. In a group environment, there's 10 people in each course at each time. That allows us to give you more than 100% of the time from us that you deserve to learn and to ask questions. The other reason we keep the group so small is that in a nice, intimate environment like that, it is easier to come out. And if you do want to share your story, if you do want to ask questions about things that you feel you may be alone, you find very quickly you're not. Everyone's in a very, very similar situation. And if you're on the course, there's something you have in common straight away. There are people out there who are, you know, ultra private, and, you know, we absolutely respect that. So we do coach people on a one-to-one basis as well, where they can actually book in to start off and get a full wellness assessment with us. And that can be a nice lead-in to actually saying, well, you know what, I do the course. Because they have a better understanding. And they get to know me a little bit better as well.
And when you have, say, 10 in a group, and you have very eager 10 people starting off, which everyone's eager at the first week or two, and then you see them a few slacking kind of in week three, week four, how to get the jump back into them to...
We tackle that before it happens.
Okay.
So we let you know it is going to happen, because that's human nature.
Mm.
As most people start with, you know, the different classes that are out there, and, you know, you go, you're once a week, you pay a few euro, and then you leave again. Your first week is always the best.
Yeah, that's true.
But people are very confused about why that's always the best. It's always the best because something different is happening underneath.
Yeah.
So therefore, you get this almost radical result in week one of going, oh my God, I lost X amount in weight. I cannot believe that. And immediately you're thinking, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. You go back on week two or week three and it's not so good, so your head goes down.
Yeah.
But there's no explanation as to why it's not so good. We do have the explanation, because we can tell.
What does it tell me?
Usually what happens in your first week is your muscle mass takes a huge hit.
Yeah.
A massive hit. Now, muscle is more dense than fat, and that's why we concentrate on body fat as opposed to body weight.
Okay.
So we explain this to you. But your body's got to find a new balance. And as it's finding a new balance, the weight doesn't look the same. But we're conditioned as a nation or a global, on a global scale, to look at the figure and the scales. What is this figure? But that figure isn't a culmination of everything underneath. That figure isn't a culmination of your organ weight, your bone weight.
So when someone says you've got big bones, you could have big bones.
We can do, well, the scales we use measures bone density, but we don't get into that. We look at the essentials.
But it's really educating people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And kind of just getting them on that right track. And it's but it's keeping them interested as well, because I'm exactly like that. If I go to any of these Weight Watchers and all that, I'm great for the first week.
Yeah.
You lose whatever, the most amount you'll ever lose in the first week. And then like that, as the weeks go on, you kind of...
You do dwindle away. Yeah. You almost, you know, for want of a better term, you almost blossom in the first week, you know, and you feel fantastic and you're radiant because it's excitement and people are looking, going, wow, what's different about you? And you're over the moon to share your story.
Yeah.
You know, you'll share your story with your shadow.
Yeah.
And then as the weeks go on, the balance comes into effect. Mm. But that balance is usually because your muscle mass is starting to come back up again, if you're eating correctly and if you're eating at the right times. So we tackle that from day one. We explain that there is a very large possibility that this is going to happen, but here's the reason why, and what you've got to do is stick with it. Now, people going away won't take much of that, but when they see the reading and they go, oh, they were right, they don't feel as bad. So their energy levels are still up, they still feel excited because what they were told was true.
Mm.
And that's, you know, I'm not going to bash all these, you know, different weeks where you go in and you do your weigh-ins. They're great for some people because they do work. It works for some people.
So what's the difference if someone's listening to this, will I join a slimming club or should I go to Pierce? What is the big difference between...
It's a very clear, precise education. That's what it is. You're walking away with knowledge. I'm not saying that these people don't, or these organisations don't teach you, but we just do it slightly differently through our coaching. It's what you get from us. We just have a way of doing things that works. You've just got to book in with us and you'll see.
It's just I've noticed a few people that have lost a lot of weight in these slimming clubs.
Yeah.
But then when you meet up with them a year later, the weight has come back on.
They don't know why. They're not educated.
So that's the difference really, isn't it?
Yeah, sustainability comes from education and knowledge. It's knowing how. You know, again, getting back to the bike, you know how to cycle a bike. You do it day in and day out, day in and day out. Santa brings you a bike day in and day out through the depths of winter. You just know through practice and repetition. So therefore, the educational part started in the beginning, but almost becomes like a subconscious thing afterwards. And that's what we do. By teaching you in the beginning, it becomes almost subconscious.
Yeah.
Where your actions are already governed in the right direction.
And your mind is kind of educated, or not educated even, but it is education because you've been picking up information from yourself over the past, over the 10 weeks in the course. But it's probably programmed now to kind of not go straight to biscuits and to know what you're eating. I think that's the whole thing with me anyway. I get kind of fed up after a while and go back to the bad habits. If you have that in place or you make it up, you know in your mind the next day exactly what you're going to do. It's all organising as well, really, isn't it?
It is. And we've started a thing, you know, it's going to become more prevalent with us now, where we're asking people, what's your daily 1440? And people are, you know, what it is there's 1,440 minutes in a day. And people just say they don't have enough time in the day. So we're asking you to give 25 minutes plus to your day. So if you don't have enough time in your day, what's your 1440? What has taken up 1,440 minutes of your day that you can't give such a small fraction to you?
You should always make time for yourself. Apart from the health of doing this, it's very good for your mind.
Oh my God, it's incredible. I mean, how you feel afterwards just by making small changes with your water, you know, and that's one thing we concentrate on right the way through from day one, water. The tummy fat, when I spoke about visceral fat, there's been scientific studies shown that you actually, for want of a better term, get smarter.
Really?
When your visceral fat subsides and gets to a very healthy level, you get better sleeping patterns. There's so much more that actually happens when you change all of these small things that are building
changes.
Up. It's baby steps.
So how much water would you recommend for people to drink a day?
Everyone's different. I know the national recommendation is approximately 2 litres of water a day. And that is a very good recommendation because an awful lot of people don't drink water.
What's that, about 8 glasses?
Yeah, well, you're 250ml tumbler, so about 8 glasses of water a day.
That's
but
a lot, isn't it?
Well, what time do you get up at? And then what time do you go to bed at? And then how many hours is that in between? So if you're looking at 8 and you're up for 16 hours or 12 hours, it's only one every hour and a half.
That's true. It's just getting...
It's just breaking. And that's part of what we do. So exactly. And I'm delighted you've said that. Most of the people think, oh, that's a lot. But when you break it down like I just have, your immediate answer is, well, actually, it's not that much.
It isn't.
I just have to put it into my daily 1440.
And why is it that you recommend water? I know water is very good for you, but why so much water a day?
We're 60 to 70% water.
Okay.
That's why. Our bodies are made up of 60 to 70% water. We need it. You don't water your flowers in your garden, they wilt and they die. You don't top your water up with yourself. There's so many things that happen. Headaches, constipation, cramps, irritability, sleeping problems. The list goes on and on. That is directly attributed to a lack of water. Dehydration, yeah. And that's why we concentrate on that from day one. We do let you know that you will go to the toilet a hell of a lot. Not all the time. It's just until the body gets used to it. But the positive effects are astonishing. There's no miracle cures here. You're just feeding the body what the body needs.
That's true. Well, we all know our cars. And as I said, we look after our cars better than we do our bodies here in our own.
We do.
Men do.
We do because we associate it with a value. We associate it with a numerical value.
Yeah.
With your life, you only get one of them. So, you know, if I was to say anything to the people listening out there today that say, I don't have enough time for this, and I don't, and I understand, you know, I've got family myself, I've got kids myself, we've run our business ourselves. You've got to look at what your daily 1440 is. And it's something that people really need to look at and say, okay, what is this that I need to do today? And after a while, again, like the bike, it becomes subconscious. You do it on autopilot. It happens automatically. You're not, you realise you're carrying a bottle of water everywhere with you. Sure, why wouldn't you? We go for you know, the fizzy drinks quicker than we go for the water.
So that's one change, if anyone, if everyone can do that, just even for today.
I said
drink
that, yeah.
More water.
Yeah, I said that before. I'll keep saying it. I'll say it, you know, forever and ever and a day. Please drink more water. The national average, they say, is 2 litres a day. When you come into us, we actually calculate what your body makeup needs versus your activity levels of how much water you need a day. So everyone is different.
Everyone. So will you go through that with everyone who joins up? Now, I know the course has started already, but it's ongoing, is it? That people can sign up?
People can sign up. They can contact us through our Facebook page or our website, wellnesscoach.ie. We've an awful lot of hints and tips up on the website and the Facebook page. But the course is ongoing. It is every 12 weeks. We will, you know, increase the course to one course per day. But you can book in with us for the one-to-ones. The one-to-one is a brilliant stepping stone into the course.
Yeah.
And what I would say to people is more people are now coming to do the one-to-one, which we're delighted with. If you're going to book in, and we will see if we can fit you in at a time that's suitable, but we are there most evenings.
In Parnell's,
clinic to accommodate people that are coming.
Great.
But if I could say just one thing as well.
Yeah.
We're launching a €2 fit club next Wednesday.
Okay.
And the €2 fit club, and we're really excited about this, the €2 fit club is going to be every Monday, Wednesday and Friday morning. We may do an evening if the numbers are there. It's €2, which is fantastic. It's for nothing. But, and here's the but, 50 cents from every €2 you give will go to a different charity every month.
Very good.
So we don't control what charities it goes to. The people who come to the class do. So we'll have a list of charities for the month of June. And at the end of that month, the more popular vote gets that. The following month, that won't be there. It'll be a new list of charities. So we hope to be able to give something back from our community to a local cause or a national cause every month.
That's a great idea.
It's brilliant, and we'll get people moving.
So €2 fit club, how long does that last for?
It is 40 minutes.
What was it?
That's all it is. But that starts again. No, absolutely not. We will provide the water for people there as well. There's a local business, thewaterman.ie. They own a well over in Tormagidi in Mayo. The nutritional value of the water is absolutely incredible. So we're going to supply healthy water there for people as well. So just bring your bottle and fill it up and come along. €2. I mean, come on.
Now what's going to happen at these classes? What type of exercise?
It's a HIIT style class. So for people who are familiar with Joe Wicks, the body coach, he has really taken the HIIT classes to a different level. But they are for everybody because you get out what you put in.
Now it's beginners as well.
Oh, beginners, first timers, you know, people who are experts. It is an interval training class and it's great fun.
So Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning.
9:20 in Parnell's.
9:20
in Parnell's, and you'll be finished by 10:00.
And you're not going to do an evening one for people who are working?
If we can, maybe on a Wednesday evening, and we're looking at 8:00 on a Wednesday evening.
Great, yeah.
But we do want to give back, and I think when people come that they feel, well, it's €2, but some of my €2 is going to a cause each month.
Yeah.
It's great for everybody.
That's brilliant. Well, Pierce, you're going to be back on next month, and we're going to.
Yeah.
We'll think of a topic that you want to get out there.
Or if people even want to send in.
Yeah, and maybe coming up to the holidays. I know people are going to be going on holidays. Might want to ask probably some questions. But we'll be talking to you again next month.
Yeah.
And those classes are going ahead from when? Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
We're coming to the bank holiday this week. So it's starting this coming, tomorrow week.
The 7th of June
at 9:20
in Parnell's. I'll do a notice up and I'll read it out, and as I said, 50 cents goes to a charity. That €2 is nothing. That's brilliant.
Yep.
Pierce, thanks a million for
coming
in, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks a million, Debbie. Bye bye.